Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with Washington Opinion Survey. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for? Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you registered to vote in Washington, sir?
It's a survey. I am registered to vote, yes.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? You definitely
I will definitely vote. I will definitely vote.
And just for statistical purposes, may I please have your age?
I am 45 years old.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican?
I'm a Republican. I'm a Republican.
And would you say a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied?
No.
Satisfied?
Not.
Or very,
very dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congresswoman?
You just cut out. I didn't hear that. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, sure. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glossenkamp Paris is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Disapprove.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? Could be growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, improving roads, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving K-12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting social security and Medicare, climate change, reducing crime and gun violence. You can select up to two.
Yes, immigration
sir.
Reform and growing the economy.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You can give any number. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. Let's just start with Donald Trump from 0 to 100. How do you rate it?
50.
Thank you. What about Raul Garcia?
I don't know him.
Okay. Next one, Mary Glossenkamp Paris.
25.
Thank you. What about Maria Canswell?
25.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
What about Joe Kent?
80.
Thank you, sir. What about MAGA Republicans?
Who?
MAGA Republican.
25.
Thank you. And woke liberals in Congress?
0. Negative 100.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Joe Kent or Mary Glassing Camp Perez?
Joe Kim.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glassing Camp Perez, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress? Would you say a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Very slight chance.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 you don't think it is important to you, and 10 is extremely important to you. Let's just start with a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right, from 0 to 10, how important it is.
Can you repeat that? I didn't catch it.
Yes, a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
You said a moderate who will oppose extremists?
Yes.
So somebody in the middle. I would say an 8.
Okay. What about a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse?
8.
Okay. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
2.
Thank you. What about a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us?
8.
Thank you. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
Thank you. And someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
0.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Mary Glassing Camp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to support her, and 0 means a no convincing reason to support her. This first statement says, Mary shows up, she listens to our community, and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to support her?
1.
Okay. In February of 2020, Mary miscarried a 16-week pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
0.
Thank you. Mary is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games.
0. Mary, I'll just tell you it's a 0. I know her politics. That's not true. All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
Okay, well, it's okay. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. I will ask you one more time. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Joe Kemp or Mary Glassing Camp Perez?
Joe Kemp.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about Joe Kemp. Please, after hearing each statement, please rate from 0 to 10 where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting him, or 0, that is, you have no doubt to support him. Let's start with Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves and if when to have children. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
Is that convincing? No, I don't believe he says that or believes it.
It's about the
zero.
Doubts to support him. 0 means no doubts at all, and 10, serious doubts to support him. Would you say 0?
Zero. So I will do a 0. Thank you.
Okay. The next one says, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry. From 0 to 10, how will you rate it?
7.
Thank you so much. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Well, I'm more. I'm the same. More.
Okay. And in your own words, what is the most convincing reason to support Joe Kent for Congress?
He follows a conservative agenda, which the state of Washington and the city of Vancouver is lacking. He has not fallen into wokeness.
Okay. Thank
How about
you
that?
So much. It's okay.
Yep.
Just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
College, a graduate's degree.
Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living
18,
in your household?
18
yes.
or younger. I have 3 18 or younger.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Never. Zero.
Never. Okay. This concludes our service, sir. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with your questions.
Thank you.
Take care, sir. Bye.